Hello, everyone, and welcome to week 10. This is our 10th webcast in this angelic integration series. And I would like to welcome all of you into a heart-centered space as we are coming this evening to meet with our beloved angelic friends for more angelic integration. So for the past 10 weeks, we have been exploring angelic integration and what that means and what it looks like and what it feels like and how to go deeper with this process, because as the angels are revealing to us, this is a process that is universal. It is literally part of the design of the universe fulfilling itself. And so we are seeing part of that fulfillment of the divine plan taking place right here at this time on Earth. One of the important features of this awakening process, and one of the things that we are demonstrating to other worlds, because there are literally many other worlds looking on and watching this process of angelic integration. Some civilizations have never seen this before, at least not quite in the way that it is being demonstrated here. And it's hard to say really just how common or how scarce this particular pattern is in our galaxy. We know that we have been having contact with extraterrestrial energies that represent this pattern of angelic integration, like the Arcturians and others as well, who have evolved to become integrated with the angelic presence and to experience the presence of the angels as an overriding, guiding force for the entire civilization. But we have the opportunity to model this in a very profound way and to demonstrate this whole process anew for other civilizations that have not yet gone through this particular form of integration. And so this last message that the angels were sharing was very exciting for me, because I could really feel the resonance of a communication coming from a very high level about the fact that angelic integration is fulfilling the design of the universe. And it sparked a series of multidimensional memories that came together. And part of this was present in the writing, but there were other pieces of it that kept coming up afterwards and piecing themselves together into some of the narrative that I'm going to relate to you now. And what this has to do with is really remembering the process of how we came into being and the unique function that we play in this universe, the roles that we play in making the universe what it actually is. So we're going to talk a little bit about what it actually is and how it relates to our perceptions. The experience of coming into being in this universe for each one of us was nearly identical. We all experienced the same change in vibration, where a universal and whole and complete field in the presence of the One began to move and vibrate in a certain way, creating a very unique space for this creation that was different than any other space that was being used in other parts of the multiverse. And so each one of us as a soul began as a pinpoint of light, a spinning little pinpoint of light that was a reflection, a perfect reflection of another spinning pinpoint of light that was the point of origin and is the point of origin. And so we all experienced this movement where it was as if there was a plane, a perfect flat plane expanding and growing larger and larger. And we all experienced being these little points of focus that were, in a sense, getting further and further away from the point of origin. as the surface that we were on was getting stretched out. But for a time, we didn't see anything else other than the point of origin. Gradually, as we moved further away from the point of origin and our vibrations were being slowed down, we began to become more and more aware that these little points of light and awareness, these little bundles of awareness that we are, were very numerous, and we became aware of there being more and more of these little bundles of awareness all throughout existence. In the beginning, we were all more clustered together, and then we got further and further apart, and we could feel groups of us that then fragmented and splintered into other groups, and then fragmented and splintered again into other groups. And at some point, as this process was occurring, and there was no fear as this was occurring, it felt completely natural to each one of you. And you can imagine this because as I speak these words, the angels are focusing into your heart and your mind and your multidimensional memory to awaken inside of the very atoms and quantum threads of your being your own memory of this. And there is something like a little tiny seed crystal of memory that is being stimulated and activated in the core of your being that contains this memory. And so if you can imagine feeling the presence of that point of origin emanating light and feeling your connection to it as you are stretching away from it and descending into the deep. And then at some point, there's an opening that takes place off to the side. Before that moment, there were no sides. There was no left. There was no right. There was no up or down. There was only that spinning point reflecting in your awareness back and forth between you and the source. But at that certain point when a new shift began, there was a geometric shift in the energy of the universe, and that geometric shift happened inside all of these beings, all of these perceivers that we are. And there was an opening that took place where we suddenly were able to turn and focus, and we began to turn and focus on the illusion of 3D reality. And we knew that this was part of the reason why this surface that we were on had to be stretched and expanded so greatly so that a new form of vibration could arise from within it, this illusion of 3D reality. And so in each one of us, in each of these little bundles of energy that we are, there was a very special code of being, a very special geometric matrix was bundled inside of our awareness that gave us the ability to focus our attention into this mysterious illusion that was being created. And we saw the universe taking shape, and we knew that it was being created for us and that we were being sent out with a directive to investigate, to explore, to experience, and to co-create with this universal playground. And so being that this is part of our design, there was an interesting part of the equation that in the beginning of this process we did not yet fully understand. And it was that we were going to lose some of our awareness of the original pattern of being, the original creation pattern that all of these mysterious forms existed within. But being entranced by these forms, we would begin to fall into them, to explore them, to identify with them. And this was part of our mission, to experience this. Coming back to the angels, what the angels were saying to us recently is that they represented the very first beings, awarenesses that arose as a collective within the original creation pattern from which all universes are made, that which we know is the Metatron. And our angelic higher selves, these original beings, they're all still there, and they're all still very much an overlighting presence to all beings and to all angels specifically, who bring to us the remembrance of this. For they are saying that as they represented the first beings, all other forms of being were patterned after them, in the sense that there is a place inside each of us that is very much the same as those original beings, in the sense that we are aware of being part of this creation pattern. There's something inside of us that has never fully separated from that consciousness, even though we can experience the illusion of being separate by being entranced with the forms around us. But there is a very unique process that unfolds in every single universe. Master Jesus brought this teaching to us, that in every universe, there is always a point in the cycle of creation, the grand unified cycle of time, reaches a threshold. And at that threshold, the pattern of creation and the oneness of creation begins to reveal itself. So in other words, before that threshold, all of these beings that were sent out into the universe to explore and investigate and to co-create, to create memories within the pattern of creation, all of these beings had the potential to identify more with forms than with the underlying pattern of unity within and behind them. Until this event occurs that we are now approaching, when the pattern that underlies all things, the unity that underlies all things, begins to reveal itself. And so part of our purpose was to give the universe form. We were given nervous systems that were designed to focus on distance, solids, and contrast. This was part of how the universe came into being, was through the perception of beings like ourselves that had this certain geometric focus. And at the same time, there was always inside each of us an angelic blueprint for remembrance, an angelic blueprint that would facilitate us in this process of reconnection to the unified field of being. And so as we reach, approach this threshold, we are beginning to experience an increase in the angelic presence. It is not just that the angels and the archangels are reaching out to us more to embrace the world. There is also this potential increase inside of us where there is an angelic energy, in the sense that it is an energy beginning to well up inside of us that represents the original form of being. It represents the remembrance of our unity and our beginnings within the creation pattern. The memory of our beginnings as angels before any other order of being came to become a part of the universe. And so the angels are focused upon this arising energy inside of us. They are focusing on our angelic nature, not just the aspect of our angelic nature that represents love and joy and compassion and very pure, refined, enlightened, love-based vibrations. This is part of our angelic integration. We are integrating with these qualities the angels are holding with us. And yet there is also this reconnection into a unity consciousness that is very pure, that underlies every single form that exists. And so this is how the Creator planned to return all forms and patterns of being to their original source through integration with the angelic presence as a bridge into that original pattern of being. At the time of this recording, we are approaching that event when the pattern will reveal itself. And the increasing presence of angels is preparing us to remember by reconnecting us to this original pattern of being. And so by focusing on this prime pattern inside of us, it is connecting us to the angelic assembly. And that is what is coming to meet with us now. And so let us consecrate this moment together as a moment when we are opening our hearts and minds to allow the angelic presence to blend with our consciousness more, to reveal to us our heart's connection to all hearts and all beings. By focusing on seeing the angels that we are literally reconnecting our nervous systems with this vast angelic assembly that has been created as our spiritual support system. And so the angels want to speak to us about evolving our seeing, integrating with the perception of the masters as well. And so we are going to do a little bit of an exercise where we connect in with our angelic vision, as this is what they are seeking to awaken within us. They are saying that it's going to become much easier for us to integrate with all that they have to share with us when we focus on seeing each other as angels, when we focus on seeing the angel inside of each person. Because this is how they are focusing on us now. They are focused on seeing our angelic blueprint, the aspect of us that is that seed of angelic consciousness, which is in part our guide to return to source. Each one of us came into the density with an ascending protocol already embedded into ourselves and our consciousness. We descended into the worlds of form, and yet there was an angelic part of us that was always there and always coded to respond to this shift that is taking place in the universe, the beginning of a universal ascension process. So let us relax for a few moments here and take some deep breaths, and let's welcome each other to this space. There are many hearts and minds that are reaching out across the world, and let us focus upon the energy of our physical hearts. And into that unique electromagnetic signature that synchronizes the pulse of our heart cells. Each cell beating on its own, and yet all of them beating together in synchronization. But there's a unique energy signature there. The angels are focused upon. The angels are saying that the fear of death is in part stored within the physical heart. It's a place where we feel our mortality, our vulnerability as mortal beings. So sometimes when our heart is racing, sometimes when we feel compromised, when there's fear in our bodies about our physical health, that fear sometimes will become focused upon the heart. And yet, that is not a bad thing, because when so much fear gets pulled into one place, it's easier to then concentrate love to that same place to transmute the fear. So the angels are saying that there is a core fear program within humanity that is concentrated around the heart into that little bundle of nerves that is the brain center of the heart itself. The angels are pouring forth golden white light into each of your hearts, to your physical hearts. There is a beautiful peace that's also surrounding your heart. There is an embrace taking place as well. For inside of each of you, a part of your channel into your own I Am presence is opening. As you choose to receive the angelic code of consciousness that is uniquely a part of your blueprint, there is literally an angelic aspect of your higher self descending, gently gracing your form with a deep purple energy, very healing hue of purple that is entering into your crown chakra and your third eye, expanding out to dress your form, almost like an angelic gown that is being placed around you. As the angels continue to focus upon your physical heart, they are lifting out this core fear matrix, fear of death. They are saying there is no reason for you to fear your time of death, or how you will die, or what you will leave behind. If you entrust all of these things to us, we share with you now that this plan for your life is inclusive of everything, even the precise time and manner of your transition. And so, you can trust that there is a perfection in this plan, just as much as there is in any other part of your life. And no matter how your body is feeling, no matter what form of physical distress you may experience at different times, there's no reason to fear death itself. No reason to focus upon trying to protect yourself certain death in paranoid way, because such things are more divinely ordained and orchestrated than most people realize. Some of you experienced traumatic experiences of death in other lives. This has left form of unresolved energy inside of your cells. And in some cases, your parents had a fear of pain and suffering, being alone in death, that was passed on to you. There are even layers of this fear that come from your family consciousness. So as you allow angelic presence to merge with your heartbeat more, know that they are synchronizing all of us together, not with each other alone, not just with those of us on this call, but also with thousands and thousands of people around the world that are meditating with us, that are being called into a similar space to receive these same kinds of angelic dispensations. The angels are saying that they are becoming very busy right now. They are pouring forth more and more of their blessings into the world. And they are showing us images of many groups of angels entering into the field of human events, coming to meet with those that are gathering in sacred circle to open themselves to receive these blessings. And so this pattern of angelic integration is accelerating worldwide. Even as we began this course, there was an acceleration that has reached a new crescendo since this course began. And so as more and more people open to receive this integration, there are new layers of energy becoming available to each of us. And so you are invited to receive something that there are many people in the world who do not even know that this is there for them to receive. This process does not end at the end of this course, nor at the end of this phone call. You're opening to receive a descension of the angelic presence that is overlighting our awakening hearts more and more, and opening within each of our bodies the channel into our higher selves. And so take a deep breath. Give thanks. Just keep opening your heart to receive this beautiful purple hue of light that's streaming down through your crown, your third eye, and the golden white light as well. It's washing away the fear from your body. You're beginning to feel that there is this very special connection that is taking place between your heart chakra and your physical heart. There is a bridge between these two centers in your being. There is a way in which your spirits have almost been a little bit afraid of merging more deeply with the body itself. That fear of the pain and suffering of the body left over from other experiences in other lifetimes. And so So this is one of the ways in which each of you has been a little bit blocked in the integration process. The fear of actually being all the way in the body. And perhaps for some of you, you may even have a more visceral experience of feeling like you have one foot out the door and one foot in. Surrendering more deeply to the body itself is what allows the angelic energy to ground more completely than ever before. This is part of our surrendering to the earth and our surrendering to earth's ascension. It involves coming into the body all the way. And many people don't even realize that they haven't fully done that yet. And so the angel of your higher self, your angelic blueprint, the aspect of you that was programmed from the beginning of time for the ascension of the universe, that aspect of you is coming into focus inside of you, both descending and also arising from within the root primal vibrations of matter. Because this is part of the universe itself. And the way the universe itself was coded for ascension. And as that angelic self arises within you and descends, merging the point of your heart chakra, allow yourself to receive an opening very gently inside the core of your heart that is allowing your spirit, the whole of your being, to fearlessly feel the vulnerability of the body through your heartbeat, that fragile pulse of life. And yet, you are beginning to move into an experience with God, the angels are saying, where you will be able to share the feeling of your heartbeat with God. Imagine what that might feel like. How would God feel about sharing that experience with you? Allowing yourself to feel like you are not alone in the experience of this body. That when you have suffered, God was suffering with you. That everything that you have ever felt is a part of that one presence. That the angel inside of you has journeyed with you all this time, unafraid to be vulnerable. Breaths. The angels are now coming forth. They are focusing upon your inner vision, both on the heart level and on the mind level. They are offering you the gift of an angelic lens of perception. They are offering you this gift to help. help you see through the eyes of the angels. And they're saying humorously that this is like putting on your angelic visor. Your angelic visor is your angelic advisor. So if you will imagine receiving these and allowing us to place them over your eyes, that you may see through our angelic perception. Or you may simply just invite our perception to be there. What we wish for you now is to expand your inner vision beyond all that you can presently see. And so, some of you may feel that you can see a great deal spiritually. And some of you may feel quite blind and without as much access to higher vision as you are seeking. We say to you now that no matter how much you think you see, there are wonderful new vistas that your inner vision have never laid eyes upon before. And so, if you are willing to humble yourselves, to be gracious, and to bow before all of these glorious angelic beings that walk with you on this earth in human form, bowing before them as equals, and always equalizing your vision, your feelings, those around you, then we will be able to show you the angel in their hearts. We have suggested to you the practice of seeing the angel in others as a way of complimenting others, seeing the love that they are and the innocence that they are. Focusing on this, because as you do this, it gives us an opening to work with you. This way, we can imprint our seeing into yours, and we can amplify this lens of perception. We want to show you the souls that are around you. Most often, you look around and you see forms. You may feel the resonance of these human beings. You make contact with them. You may recognize them as souls. But if you were to see the immense and vast glory and magnificence of each soul that is embodied here, it would change your vision of humanity and of yourselves quite radically. You would be able to see the Creator's personality inside these forms. You would look upon a human face and you would see a part of the Creator's personality looking back at you. And then you would also see this as a reflection of yourself, as an embodiment of the One. Begin to imagine this form of seeing. God is so much more than a spinning, concentrated point of light that you know as your origin. That point of light is merely a geometric focal point in a vast matrix of creation. tiny aperture that is universal cosmic central sun. But the personality of God, personality of that which created each of you, is so wondrous, so beautiful, so vast and loving, there are no words. And yet, if you were able to see more the truth and the whole vastness of each individual soul, you would also be speechless, would behold the wonders of creation within every gaze where your eyes meet another. This is what we want to bring you as a gift. Opening your inner vision so that your inner vision and your physical eyes become connected together in a unique and profound way that fulfills the blueprint these bodies, vessels for a divine presence, in the same way that your souls may connect with the physical rhythm of the body so that you can share vibrations of your heartbeat with God. So also your inner vision can be connected in the nervous system of your eyes so that the very eyes of the soul are able to transmit, convey a depth of love through your physical eyes that can beam out from your presence like a healing elixir, describing everything around you as the very essence of love and form. There is an archangelic presence is with you now. There's more than one archangelic being here, and more of them than you presently have names for. Many of these beings combining their energies to form a very special archangelic grid around the planet. Imagine many thousands of angelic Merkabas, very large angelic bodies positioning themselves around the earth. They are sending down and transmitting an aspect of Metatron's embrace. It is heaven that is embracing you. It is the love, the archangels, that is embracing you. They are strengthening within you now not only your connection into the archangelic realms, but they are sending forth a vibration of being that is blending the human blueprint, the angelic blueprint together more. And so those of us who are guiding you, working very closely with you, we are experiencing coming closer to your vibration through the archangelic embrace a grid archangelic energy that is embracing the world, pouring forth light and angelic harmony to your hearts. There are no words for us to describe the immense beauty that we see. And we are excited. This is fulfilling a part of our purpose to return children, creation, to Source. So do not be afraid to share your earthly experience. The angels begins when you begin to recognize the angel inside of your own heart. What many people have called the guardian angel is not external being, is not something you objectify. There is an angel in each of your hearts, part of your own divine blueprint awakening. There is a process by which the angels are also coming closer to the Christ energy through you. It is the Christ consciousness that we seek to awaken. It is that same Christ consciousness that is drawing near to you now, just as the angels are being drawn into the energy of the earth, humanity. There is an equalizing of these different planes of vibration taking place. And all of this is happening through the work of masters that came before you. For they were also models of angelic integration. There are many masters that are present with you now. Beloved Master Jesus is acknowledging that doorway is opening in your hearts. Doorway that will allow the Christ presence to enter into your bodies more. It's a family of consciousness that is aligned with this presence. So, angelic integration that is taking place is forming a container around you for the Christ energy to enter into the body, to restore the sacred blueprint inside of you, reveals the very nature, your presence in this universe. You are a model, many forms of consciousness integrating into a singular container. At this present moment, we are networking your hearts and minds in an accelerated way Archangel Michael's presence is stepping forth. He is sending forth the sapphire blue ray. And it is being strengthened inside each of you and being added unto your pillars. Each pillar of light that links your body and chakras, all higher dimensional forms of yourself, is receiving more of this sapphire blue energy. And Michael is coming to you now to activate more of the bridge into the archangelic realms. He is saying, we are preparing you and a great many others to receive instructions from the archangels. Know that each of you hearing this are aligned to receive these instructions. I bless you now to receive these in a clear manner that is protected from interference. So if you will attune to this blue energy that I send forth, it is the pathway through which many angelic blueprints will be disseminated. Many of you have carried a feeling of waiting for your purpose to activate more, and you have wondered for a long time. You know that you are here on divine mission. You are certain of this, and your desire is to fulfill your divine purpose. Now that there are many aspects of your divine purpose that will be revealed and activated through your connection with us. You were not meant to know all of these things during certain phases of your training and preparation. But you do not need to worry. Some of you have worried too much that you have missed the opportunity to fulfill your purpose, or that you are missing some key piece of information about what you are here to do. You are here to be human. You are here to heal and to go through a healing process. For as you heal yourselves, as you heal from the duality, the denial, all of the ways which you experienced humanity to be unloving, as you heal from these things, you are healing the world within you. That was always your first mission. You came to help heal the world by healing the world from within you. And this has taken time. It is not that you must fully complete this healing process before the next part. part of your mission can fully activate. You are developing ability to heal yourselves, an attunement to a process of self-love, self-regeneration, that you will be able to teach to others as you are also fulfilling your divine blueprint in other ways. So we say to you, in the absence of any clear directives from the angelic realms about what to do, know that your efforts to heal, refine yourself are part of the mission, and that any time you spend focused upon this, upon the simple art of peacemaking within you and around you, in all of your relationships, this is clearing a space for universal peace to enter your hearts, touch the lives of those around you. Some of you dream about a bigger mission, the experience of answering a very profound calling that fulfills your heart and draws upon all of the strength, the knowledge that you have, putting it into action. So, be patient. We are gathering together all those souls that came here with you as a part of the same team. We are gathering your hearts together so that we may activate you in the archangelic presence, restore more of the code of your consciousness. And so receive connection to this now, that there are various soul contracts you made with the angelic realms to be of service, and that not all of these have been revealed to you yet. Do not need to worry. The time will come soon enough when you will begin to receive downloads as a group consciousness that will synchronize your efforts, transform, and to help balance the planetary shift in various ways. But for now, receive the gift of our vision. Strive to see past judgments and fears, to see the world through the eyes of love. When you see something that appears to be an obstacle or a limitation, the angelic presence within you will connect you to the vision of higher beings. Sometimes the masters will respond to you. Sometimes response comes from within the angelic assembly. But either way, we are opening a doorway inside of your inner vision that will make it easier for you to expand your seeing. expanding your seeing, you are, in effect, zooming out and looking at each obstacle and limitation from an angel's eye view. And so remember, the next time you face an obstacle or limitation that frightens you, that angers you, that frustrates you, that challenges you, if you think you are being impeded by an opposing force, think again. Invoke the angelic oversoul. Allow your vision to receive the gift of ours. It is a unique process that you will learn to master. A focus of attention. You will learn to expand your vision dimensionally, to see from a wider angle, to travel up and look down, to move into the future and look back, to make yourself smaller or larger, depending on which reference will unlock your perception. So be willing to play with the idea that your seeing is less bound from this point forward by simply the 3D structures of the mind. If you intend to channel wisdom about any situation, you will find that wisdom meeting you from within. Do not objectify the angels any longer. See us within you. The doorway to the angelic presence is in your heart. Do not try to see us physically, but rather seek to see as we do, seeing the world as we do, seeing life as we do, seeing humanity as we do, seeing each of your human problems as we do. Allow yourself to receive eyes of a thousand angels urging inside your consciousness. You may have thought before that you had 2, 3, 4 guides, 7 perhaps. Receive now 1,000 angelic points of light gathering inside of you, each one giving you a gift passing through you and weaving into your inner vision that multidimensional link to vision, the angels look upon the earth from their realm. There is a seed divine consciousness that we see in each of you now. We are breathing love, light, blessing upon this sacred seed. It is a place inside of you where you have the potential to see with the eyes of God. It is a seeing that, while paralleled, the vision of the archangels, it also can reach beyond it. It is a unique point of reflectivity. It was designed to open and activate. When you reached that threshold, the cycle of the universe, the tides will turn, and the field of matter will begin to journey back to source. There's that window inside each of you that will remember that you are spinning point of light, looking back that point of origin from the deep, experiencing a grand communion, a mutual gratitude about the fact that the universe is a co-creation. It came into being with you. It would not be here, and neither would all of these beings without you being here. You all formed the universe together. Without all of you together, there would be no universe. You are the perceivers. Many angelic beings and archangelic beings all bowing to us, acknowledging that unique aspect of creation that we are, unique role that we play, the function of the universe, and with great love, they are inviting us to continue merging with their energies more and more each day. For the separation is ending, the veils are lifting, and there is no going back. All you need to do is just take some time, a little time each day, and acknowledge this to be true. And receive this and give thanks. There are so many wondrous things that the angels will share with us through their vision. As we continue to invite their vision, their eyes to look through ours, to show us things, this is the manner by which we will see the signs. This is the way that we will be shown the path. It will not always be through hearing a voice or having a vision. The angels will simply look through our eyes and show us something, whether it is in physical reality, a sign or a synchronicity to guide us, or they may show us an idea in our mind. Each one of you will get better and better all the time at placing your ideas on the table before the angelic presence and feeling which ones are lighting up and becoming brighter, that you can sift through the whole spectrum of thought, find the most resonant calling. And in this sense, channeling does not have to happen in a trance state. Channeling can be something that happens completely in the waking state. You're wide awake, you're looking around, you're pondering, and with that, a little bit of intent to see your own ideas through the eyes of the angels, you will invite their consciousness to blend with yours and to show you what is most important. And as you invite this, you are inviting your angelic training. The angels are saying, we are going to accelerate your training. We are going to continue to help you become aware of your filters, help you expand past them and discard those that are no longer serving you. So just practice seeing the angel in others and begin to imagine all of the wonders that the angels want to show you through their eyes, showing you the immense beauty of the souls that are living in these bodies all around us, though we often take them for granted. So I'm just going to take a look at our questions real quick and see where we are at. Hopefully we can get to some of these. I did read some of the questions beforehand, and so I was addressing some of the things that I read. I do want to take a moment to thank all of you who came to the call as guests, because this was a unique event in the sense that it was very spontaneous, it was short notice, and I just felt the inspiration to invite our participants in this course, who have been in this course for 10 weeks, to bring in friends and to allow other people who have done previous courses that weren't in this one to come participate and connect in with this. And that's why this particular class ended up being more of a kind of a channeled meditation, because this integration is accelerating. And it felt like the angels wanted more of us to have the opportunity to connect in with what wanted to come through with this particular evening. So some of the courses are a little bit more giving instruction and sharing stories, and then some of it is channeled a little more from the angelic presence. And, you never know. Different beings can drop in at any time to bring a message to the group. But I just wanted to say thanks to all of you who took the time to come join in with us energetically and link hearts. Hopefully this gives you a little bit of an idea of some of what we do in these courses, since we now have the whole subscription service available. So you can pretty much do the whole series from the first course with the Allowing Divine Manifestation, which was channeled from primarily from the Masters, Saint Germain, Sananda, and Mother Mary, and then going from there to the Arcturian course, which was 7 weeks long, and then this 12-week angel course. So all of them together are one series. They were all kind of created together in the higher dimensions and then channeled into being, and I didn't know how many courses there were going to be or what they would involve. I had no idea what was going to happen until it just started happening. But that's the beauty of it, is that there really is something here that was divinely orchestrated and that is very much in line with the shift that is happening in our consciousness. So these were designed to facilitate people in ways that they have been seeking. So the masters and the angels came to me specifically because there was a need for this. You know, I didn't consciously ask for this. I didn't plan it myself. It was just that there was a need, and they came in and said, okay, here it is. You know, this is what you and others, this is the training that you've all been asking for. And I know now that there are certainly many more people that were meant to experience this besides the original groups of people who journeyed through these courses. So, you know, you can just go to the website and read more about it. If you go to the top menu bar where it says the School of Manifestation, you can click on that, and it'll tell you about the three courses, and you can read the messages of the masters and see if you feel called and you feel like you're a part of this group and a part of the training that the masters are engaging us in. So feel free, and if you have any questions, let me know.